Chapter 2, Cooperation and Competition. Page 31, Activity 3. Listening for main ideas and supporting information.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Well, to continue with our study of the ecosystem of Antarctica, I have invited a special guest to speak to you today. My colleague, Professor Bird, has just returned from a 2-year field study in Antarctica, and he's going to share a few things about a part-time polar resident, the penguin.
Hello. I see that you're all smiling. It never fails. Every time people hear that my lecture will be about penguins, everyone immediately seems happier. This is not surprising. No one can resist these awkward little creatures that appear to be dressed in black and white suits. Well, to begin. Antarctica is like a huge and desolate icy desert, and only the strongest forms of life survive there. It seems strange that this hard land could be the spring and summer home of a migratory bird, the penguin. Did I say bird? It also seems strange to call something that cannot fly a bird. But that's not all. The penguin is a tireless swimmer, and is also affectionate, considerate, and loyal, rare qualities in the bird kingdom. Because of their warm, friendly, and cooperative natures, these lovely birds are thought of as the treasure of Antarctica. The penguin is an extremely important part of a very limited ecosystem. In the Antarctic, all of the activity of the ecosystem takes place on a thin shelf of land next to the great dome of ice that covers most of the region. It is here, to this little bit of beachfront, that one species of penguin comes to mate and raise babies. It would be a little cold for us at this beach, though.
That's for sure.
Today, I'm going to talk about only one type of penguin, the Adélie penguin. The Adélie penguin arrives in the relative warmth of spring, when the temperature rises above 0 degrees Fahrenheit. That would be about minus 17 degrees Celsius. Right away, the penguin begins a long fast, a time when it does not eat. During the previous months, the penguins continuously eat krill, small shrimp-like animals, and small fish in warmer waters, and in the spring, they have a store of fat to help them survive the months ahead. Using these fat reserves, they are able to swim hundreds of miles through freezing waters back to the familiar shore of Antarctica each spring. When the penguins arrive at the nesting ground, their first task is to pair up, to mate, and to begin a kind of civilized life. Since as many as 50,000 birds may gather at a time, there is definitely a need for order and neatness. Because of this need for order, penguins build nests in perfect rows, and the nesting area looks very much like the streets of a city. This organization and order, however, is often interrupted by battles or fights between birds. For example, two male birds may fight a small war over a particularly adorable female that they think will make a good wife. Or a male and a female may battle as they settle the marriage contract and reach agreement on when and how they will mate and where they will build their nest. These little battles can go on constantly for several weeks, until all of the pairs have settled down. The penguins never actually kill one another, but it is not unusual to see bloodstains and broken wings. The male winner of the love battle over a female wins a relationship with the female that is one of the most extraordinary in the animal world. There seems to be a wonderful understanding between mates. I've observed the delicate and kind way they treat each other, standing very close and swaying back and forth as if they are dancing to celebrate their marriage. The losers, the males that fail to find a suitable mate, move to the edge of the nesting ground. These birds become the hooligans, or minor troublemakers, of the group. They steal unguarded eggs, disturb nests, and play jokes on the happy couples.
I think we have a few of those hooligan types in this class.
Yes, I've seen that behavior myself.
This is the end of the first half of the lecture.